SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The worlds of politics and media are merging today as the Salem Media Group, parent company of SRN News, announces that U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson will appear in a new weekly broadcast titled This Week on the Hill. The program will be co-hosted by Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council in Washington. Tom Tradip, our vice president of news, will serve as executive producer.
Under our Constitution, as Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson is just two heartbeats in the line of succession to become president of the United States. We're honored to have Speaker Johnson joining us at Salem to regularly share his views and perspective on the critical issues facing America.
The in-depth look at decision-making in Congress will premiere nationally on Saturday, April 13th. After drawing down the nation's emergency oil reserves to a 40-year low, President Biden has hit the brakes on replenishing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Bloomberg reports the about-face comes as crude prices surge. It's Trump leading Biden in a half-dozen battleground states, a new Wall Street Journal poll.
The poll shows Trump with a lead of between 2 and 8 percentage points among voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. In Wisconsin, the president was ahead by 3 points on a multiple candidate ballot and tied in a head-to-head contest with Trump. According to the Journal, respondents gave negative views of Joe Biden's job performance and have ongoing concerns about the economy. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRN News, springtime storms bringing a threat of flooding along the East Coast and snow measured in feet across parts of New England. Coastal flood watches and warnings extending from New York to Maine. Interior New Hampshire and Maine, as well as parts of northern New York, could get very heavy snow. Stocks are rallying this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 294 points. This is SRN News. A leading pro-life group is on a terrorist watch list.
The University of Maryland's National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism has a long list of identified terror groups, and amongst them is Students for Life of America. Two members of the group were arrested in 2020 for writing the words "Black Preborn Lives Matter" on a sidewalk. That was apparently enough to put the SFLA on the list. A spokesman says the group is considering legal action. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds nearly 90% of Jewish parents with kids in high school say they're rethinking their children's college plans in the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel. Many college campuses in this country exploded with anti-Semitism after the attack, and many parents say that will impact what school they send their kids to. The survey released by Hillel International also reveals that nearly 20% of Jewish parents might not let their children go to college at all. This is SRN News. A cruise ship, 1,500 people on board, is stuck in port in Barcelona, Spain.
It's all due to the visa problems of a group of Bolivian passengers who were due to disembark there. Authorities say 69 Bolivians are not being allowed to leave the ship because they lack valid documents to enter the European border-free Schengen area. Spanish government officials said Wednesday they're in contact with Bolivian authorities and the cruise ship company to resolve the situation. The ship had sailed from Brazil to cover a route in the Mediterranean Sea. Spanish news reports said that some 1,500 passengers are meanwhile on board, hoping to continue the cruise to Croatia. Keith Peters reporting.
More than 600 British jurists are calling on the UK government to suspend arms sales to Israel. In an open letter to the Prime Minister, the lawyers and judges said the UK could be complicit in grave breaches of international law if it continues shipping weapons. More details at srnnews.com.